This is Not Your Average Online Marketing Podcast, episode number 3, the 10K Roadmap for Digital Product. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Not Your Average Online Marketing Podcast. I am really stoked for this week's episode because we've got some really exciting stuff to share with you, both in terms of content and in terms of what's coming up with the podcast, the company, and how we can support you. And this week on the show, we're talking about how to create $10,000 in revenue from a digital product if you're starting at absolute scratch, okay? And I'm really excited about this because I feel like in the online marketing space, a lot of times we get enchanted by these numbers, $10,000, $100,000, seven-figure business. But I chose 10,000 because if you can take a product from zero to 10,000, you can actually have a fully fleshed out offer or product that you can scale up to various levels of success. So if you want one product at $1 million, it's possible. If you want multiple products at six figures, you can do that too. But it all starts with really getting clear on how do you develop and bring an offer into the world in a way that proves it works. And to me, when you hit that $10,000 mark, it's like, okay, you really have something here. There is so much potential. So that's why I picked this number. Now, before we dive into this week's episode, I also wanted to let you know that it is sponsored by the Not Your Average membership. The Not Your Average membership is for online business owners that want clear action steps delivered to them monthly to boost their list growth, core sales, and business without needing a degree in marketing. Now, this is our brand new membership, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit at the end of the show. So for now, just know if you're like, oh my gosh, I've been hearing you talk about this, Zach, I am on the edge of my seat trying to learn more about the membership, you can head over to join.notyouraveragemembership.com. Again, that's join.notyouraveragemembership.com to check out the sales page, see what's going on in the membership, and hopefully you are excited and jump on in. Again, I know that's a really high level overview, of what's in the membership, but I'll talk more about it at the end of the show and some of the cool stuff we've got coming up in there. But for now, let's dive in to the 10K roadmap. I think it's really important that we start this episode by talking about what I call the big myth of the 1997 course to kick off your online course career. So you've heard things like be premium, charge your worth, don't be the Walmart of your space. And I found that in response to that, most people kind of kick off their online course career by either creating a coaching offer or a course that kind of runs in that $500 to $2,000 range, trying to generate money faster. And I also think there's this myth that's a little tangenty to it, right? That's a good word. That if you want to make money, it's just as easy to sell a $2,000 course as it is to sell a $20 product. And I just don't agree with that sentiment. As somebody who sold offers from $7 when I was starting up to $10,000 coaching packages, what I've learned is that at low tickets, it's a volume game. At high ticket, it's kind of a sales game. How do you do sales calls? How do you get persuasive copywriting? And at mid-level, it's a mix of both. You need to get the volume and you need to be good at sales. What you have to do is evaluate what makes the most sense for your goals and your business, but more importantly, your expertise. This myth that you can just walk out the gate and charge $2,000 for a course, you totally could, but it's not as simple as the industry has led us to believe. And as somebody who's sold courses at $1,000, I can tell you that it is more challenging to sell a $1,000 course than it has been to sell my $37 Challenge Launch Toolkit. And my Challenge Launch Toolkit, just for reference, is a $37 offer where we teach people how to launch with a 5-day challenge their digital course or their digital offer. And we've had people take that and launch $1,000 programs, and we've had people take it and launch $49 offers. And what we've noticed this trend is that people, regardless of the price tag, are able to generate thousands of dollars by using that system. Because I want to talk about the second myth of the online marketing space, which is that your expertise is like automagically valuable. And I hope you like that word, automagically. Look, I don't want to say that you can't charge $2,000 out of the gate based on your experience and your field of knowledge. But what most people don't realize is that you're not starting out as an expert in online marketing. You're not starting out as an expert in customer experience. you're not starting out as an expert in social media and sales. You're not starting out as an expert in creating educational content, which means you really want to develop your skills over time. I actually did this funny little educational poke fun Instagram reel the other day where I said, don't charge your worth, charge what something is worth. And the reason is because you are priceless. You are inherently worthy. You know what you're doing if you're trying to create a course. However, what you know and your personal value is not equitable to the value in the marketplace. And I say this with love. Anyone can sell a $10,000 experience, okay? You might be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy, Zach. I couldn't do that. And maybe not right away. Maybe you have to develop your sales skills. Maybe you have to learn how to do sales calls. But few people actually curate a $10,000 experience. So what does that mean? It means you can sell at any price point that you want. You can jump in to any level of pricing. But when you sell something, you want to over-deliver, if not meet the expectations of that price point. Because if you don't, people will fall off, people will quit, people will refund. And ultimately, you increase the resistance to another offer, both internally and externally. You know, what I mean by that is if you feel like you're not selling, then you'll stop trying. And that's an internal resistance. And if you have an audience and it's small but mighty, and your offers aren't living up to the expectation, then people will stop buying. See, I recommend that you start your business or your next digital offer in a way that you feel confident selling, you feel confident delivering on, and is in alignment with your full expertise. Now, please hear this. I am not saying you can't raise your rates, charge more down the road, build your credibility. But what I am saying is that if you're not ready to charge $2,000, that's okay too. Charge the value of your products within a way that you can confidently say, I charge X amount of dollars. And you don't pause and you don't question it and you don't self-sabotage and go, oh my gosh, if this person says yes, what am I gonna do? So with that being said, and the two myths that you have to be at this $2,000 price point, and the second myth that your expertise is automatically valuable from the jump, I want to talk about the five phases you can take to get your first 10,000 in sales on an offer. So phase one is your first $500, where you validate your idea and make 500. Phase two is bringing that offer up to the $2,000 mark, where you refine, retool, and re-offer the same thing. Phase three is where you bring this offer up to about $5,000, and you invest the time and money into growing your audience. The fourth phase is bringing this offer up to $10,000. And this is where you do like a more formal launch of your product and potentially expand, raise the price, add depth to your offer, and start to increase your rates so that it is a little bit easier to hit these higher revenue benchmarks. And then phase five is when you get over $10,000, you evaluate, process, and scale your offer. So that's just a really high level overview. We're actually going to dig into each phase today. So phase one is your first $500, where you really want to validate an idea and just make 500 bucks. Because if you're getting started online, make it your goal not to be a six-figure business tomorrow, but to get your first $500 in sales of an offer. So just to put this into perspective, if you priced your first offer at like $47, which for a lot of people might feel like a stretch, that might feel low to you. But if you can sell 11 copies of your offer, that's $500 in sales. If you priced at $27, maybe you're in like more of a consumer space like painting, dog training, you could sell 19 copies and hit $500 in sales. Now, I have an entire podcast from the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, our previous iteration of this show, on how I sold over 1,300 copies of our $37 offer and how we scaled that up. So we'll link that in the show notes. It's episode number 144 of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, there's a million ways to do an offer at $27 or $47. What I recommend is that you do either like a live workshop or bundle up a mini course where you pre-record everything. The idea is that you can develop a low-ticket offer and put it in front of your current audience. And if you're thinking, I only have a few hundred friends on Facebook or 100 Instagram followers, that's okay. What I recommend is that you do an idea post on social media on a network of your choice and basically say, hey, would you pay $27 for an ebook on this topic, a workshop on this topic, a mini course on this topic? So for example, you could say, I'm thinking of hosting a $27 3-hour training on how to use hashtags on Instagram to grow your following. Would you be interested in joining me? Let me know below. Now, this is a model that I've used that I learned from both Stu McLaren and the team over at Wake Up to Freedom. And what I love about this is that you can post an idea, see if people bite, and then decide if you're gonna go for it. Because what'll happen is people will start commenting on your post and you just DM them one-on-one and share a checkout link to your offer. This can be done as manually as sending a PayPal link or invoice, or as automated as setting up a checkout and email automation. But if you're just getting started, keep it simple. Send them to a PayPal link and then put them in your email system by hand because you're having one-on-one conversations. Because here's the reality. You can always add to your process, but once you start buying software and systems, your complexity and your costs go up. There is this ideology in the online marketing space that's like, oh, you have to operate like the business you want to be. And I think that's totally true. I think if you're like, oh, I really want to be $1 million business, then you have to make decisions like $1 million business. But when you're getting started, you're not $1 million business yet. You're testing an offer. So keep it super simple. Your goal is to get a handful of people engaging with that social media post and then starting conversations to move 10 to 20 of them into your offer. Okay. Now, again, we'll link up the show notes to our old show, Heart, Soul, and Hustle, episode 144 on developing the low ticket offer. And you can get the show notes for this episode by heading to heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP003, which stands for Not Your Average Podcast, episode 3. Okay. So we'll link those up in the show notes. The second phase of the process is now you've sold a handful of these offers, and it's time to start doing some research. So after you fulfill on this offer, whether it's an ebook, a mini course, a live workshop, you want to reach out to the people who bought and ask them these three core things. What did you find helpful? What did you feel was missing? And what kind of results did you achieve? See, the goal with these questions is to start conversations and learn how you can improve the offer, which is going to help you scale it up. The other goal is to get feedback and testimonials. Because with feedback, you can refine your offer and make it better. And with testimonials, you can start sharing them on social media to build up interest and grow your following as well. Because when you made that offer at first, you were putting yourself out there. But now you've made money. You're in business. You've got customers, you've got confidence, you've got content. So leverage your testimonials to start inviting people to an encore of your offer. This could be the same offer. You could raise the price point. It could be the exact same offer at the same price point. It could be a live or non-live version of the same offer. So maybe you did a mini course, now you're gonna teach it live, or maybe you taught it live, now you're gonna turn it into a mini course. So your goal here is to repeat and refine until you got an offer that you've made about $2,000 on organically. Now, if your audience is super small and you're like, I haven't spent money on advertising, I'm having a hard time growing, you might hit a wall. Okay. If you're like, I just can't get to $2,000 with my current audience, so that's 44 or 45 copies of my $47 offer, and I don't have the volume yet, that's okay. You can move into phase three, which is all about audience growth. But basically what you're doing in phase two is you're taking the testimonials and the feedback, refining the offer, putting it back in front of your audience now that you have social proof, and making additional sales. Okay. So phase three is where you're gonna take it up to about $5,000 in sales. And this is where you invest time and money into growing your audience. Because here's the reality, you're gonna hit a ceiling with your offer unless you're actively doing things to grow your social media and email list. So in this phase, you continue to make the offer to your audience, but now you're putting in the work to grow that audience that you can make an offer to. So I recommend that you try a few different strategies, but focus on only one or two platforms. So for me personally, I focus on Facebook and Instagram. Those are my two platforms. Maybe I can make money with TikTok. Maybe I can make money with LinkedIn. Maybe I can make money with Pinterest. But if I spread my focus too thin, I don't make money with anything because I'm not investing enough energy into a single platform. Okay. So the first thing that I would personally recommend is that you run Facebook ads or any form of advertising you feel confident in to start growing your list. Why? Because ads work on autopilot to grow your reach. Now, you can grow your list, but you can also grow your social media. And in next week's episode, I'll be sharing the exact strategies we're using to grow our list and our following really intentionally each week with advertising kind of on autopilot. Not fully autopilot. We do have to monitor it. I know in the online marketing space, a lot of times it's like, just make money while you sleep. We do have to manage our ads, but I recommend that you run a couple of different ads. Run an ad to get more engagement on your Instagram and run an ad to grow your email list, okay? Now you might be like, oh my gosh, I have to run ads and I don't know how to do it yet. This show is about taking action. So if you like this plan and you want to implement it, start with phase one. And by the time you get to phase two, scaling up your offer, our ad strategy episode will be out in the world, okay? So if you're like, oh my gosh, I don't really know how to run for engagement or to grow my list, don't stress. We're going to help you with that next week. So just focus on implementing what you need to implement to kick off. Now, the second thing that you should do is choose a core platform where you're going to work on organic growth. For me personally, I focus on Instagram. Now, just as a side note, I am not an Instagram expert. My go-to strategist for Instagram is Jasmine Starr, who has an amazing membership, podcast, free training on her Instagram. She does these awesome Instagram reels, stories, Instagram TV trainings, and I've learned everything I really implement with Instagram from her. So my personal Instagram strategy is really simple. I try to post a reel at least every other day. I post content on a regular basis, and I engage with potential followers. So when somebody likes my content and I think they might be a good candidate to be a customer, I'll go engage with their content. I'm posting regular content in the form of photos that just reinforces my expertise, and then reels that are fun, entertaining, educational, just to reach my audience, okay? Now, basically, my strategy is a reel every other day when I'm being consistent. We all have our pitfalls. I try to post more reels, but I don't always post a reel. I try to post static content 3 to 5 times a week, and I engage with potential followers on a daily basis. Now, if you do this for 30 to 90 days, it is going to grow your following, which means you have new people you can market your offer to. And again, you just continue. You continue to market the offer. So as your audience is growing, you can now put the offer out there again. You can do it the same way you did in phase one, or you can just build a sales page and talk about it all the time. We've done both and both work for us, okay? Now, that's phase three, getting your offer up to 5,000 by growing your audience with advertising and organic marketing, which brings us to phase four. This is where you launch and potentially expand the offer so you can raise the price. So in this phase, it's all about taking your offer and kind of beefing it up a notch. That could be turning it into a full-blown course, making it more robust now that you have an audience, research, testimonials. What I recommend is that you just take your core simple offer and expand it into a bigger course or membership with the intention of scaling it up and bringing in more people over time. Now, with a course, you can layer in coaching and increase the price. And with a membership, you can create continuity and recurring payments. There's pros and cons to both, and we've personally run both a membership and a course before. So it's really about your goal. So courses are great because they create an influx of higher level revenue because you have a higher price point, you have a focused launch, but there's a big gap between the launch and the next launch. So this is where people talk about the revenue roller coaster in the online marketing space. Is if you have a course and you're not launching it consistently, then you can hit ebbs and flows in your revenue that can be hard to manage. Now, memberships are great because it has that slow burn, consistent revenue effect. However, it's a lower influx of revenue when you launch, right? What I want you to think about is this. I want you to almost imagine you're like a book author, right? Book authors don't make most of their money from their book. They make money from speaking, back-end offers, coaching, consulting. The ideology here is that that initial low ticket offer isn't going to make you millions, but what it turns into and what you offer behind the scenes as you scale and evolve that offer, that's where the revenue really starts to come in. So you can launch with a 5-day challenge, a webinar, a video series, whatever you like, and we'll have episodes on launch strategies coming up soon. And I recommend a 5-day challenge for various reasons. I think it's the easiest way to launch your offer. If you make it to phase four and you're like, I've really enhanced this offer and I want to launch it formally, 5-day challenge all the way. And we have a blog post on our site that outlines our exact 5-day challenge launch process that we'll link up in the show notes as well. Again, those are over at heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP003, not your average podcast 003. Now, that kind of brings your offer to 10K, and I just wanted to add the fifth phase here where we talk about what happens over $10,000. This is where you're taking it to the next level, right? So you can look at your launch of your enhanced offer and evaluate places where you can scale it up. So there's a million things you can do now to make this offer more robust and continue to sell it. You could bring in advertising, you could bring in affiliates, you could change your pre-launch strategy, you could change the price. You could add coaching and do sales calls and go really high ticket. You can work on the content of the launch to get more conversions. There's so much what you can do. But what I want you to understand is that the fifth phase is basically evaluate, create a process you can duplicate, and scale the offer up. Now, we'll, again, I know I've said this a few times, but we just want to make sure that our episodes continue to build on each other for our listeners, but stand alone if you just have just jumped into the show. So we are planning to have episodes later about scaling offers that have already been proven, but essentially all you have to know is that take your offer, take your launch, and ask, how can I make this bigger, better, and more efficient? So there you have it. This is the exact process I would use to get this offer to its first $10,000 in sales. So just to recap that five-phase process, phase one is your first $500. So come up with the idea, put it out there, make your first $500. Phase two is to take all the feedback and testimonials and start to scale that offer and shoot for $2,000 in revenue. Phase three is where you start to invest time and money into growing your audience, organic growth and paid growth. Phase four is where you launch the offer formally and potentially increase the price, expand the offer, add coaching, and bring this offer up to $10,000 in sales. And then phase five is evaluate, process, and scale. Evaluate what worked, create a duplicatable process, and scale it with advertising, affiliates, efficiency, and more. Now, as we start to wrap up this episode, I just wanted to share with you that if you like this process and want support working through it, then I'd like to take a moment to share with you our brand new membership that we've created called Not Your Average Membership. Now, Not Your Average Membership is really about creating momentum in your business, because I feel like the industry, the online marketing industry, has become a lot of noise. And it's hard to break through. It's hard to know who to trust. It's hard to know where to invest your money. So this is an online community and movement of marketers that are dedicating to beating average and doing things that work, but also feel good in their business, right? It's like, how do we create growth without sacrificing for the sake of, I've got to make money? And inside the Not Your Average Membership, we've got a 4-part framework designed to help you not just learn content, but implement content. So every month we release an action plan. And the action plan is about giving you one strategy that generates more leads, sales, and business growth with clear and simple directions on how to implement. The second element is that we do a live class on the action plan. So that way people who like to learn live or passive or on their own, you have a variety of ways to learn. Now, this is where I feel like most programs or memberships stop. They're like, here's the information, maybe hop on a coaching call, and then you can figure out the rest. What we're doing is adding an implementation element. So after being a member of lots of programs, coaching, courses, that's what I found was lacking. I was learning lots of good ideas, but I wasn't taking action. So what we do inside the membership is we actually have a monthly challenge where we're going to break down the tasks from the monthly action plan, drip them out to you so we can actually do the dang thing together. Now, the last element that we have is the open Q&A coaching call. We're calling this Coaching Coffee and Conversation Chat. And really, we're just going to hang out super casual, coffee in hand, and support you if you have questions from the implementation week. So if you got stuck, if you got caught up, you can come and get your questions answered. Now, this is a direct and dedicated line to me to answer your most pressing questions about getting results. Now, there is like a fifth element. We don't consider it part of the framework, but obviously we've also got a community portion where you can post progress reports, ask questions, connect with other not so average marketers. And while you may come for the content, we hope you'll stay for the community and maybe the content too. Now, you can head over to join.notyouraveragemembership.com if you want to enroll. We're doing a couple of really cool things. So if you join from now through Tuesday, September 14th, we're going to include a couple of cool things. So first things first, this program is going to be $49 a month. If you join before September 14th, you will get in at our founding member rate of just $40 a month or $400 annually. We're also going to throw in a couple of cool bonuses. So the first thing is, we talked about a low ticket product today. We actually have a training that we did. It was a 2-day workshop where you can snag the low ticket laboratory workshop, and you can actually get my support building your first low ticket offer that you can scale to 10K. We're also creating a new training called Your First 10K Product Training that'll be waiting for you inside the membership on top of the monthly support. Now, one thing that I do want to mention is that the first set of content, the first set of monthly training content, drops on Monday the 13th, okay? The first month is actually going to be Facebook ads for list growth and sales, which is part of the phases that we covered today. That will drop September 13th. So here's what you get if you join today: instant access to the low ticket laboratory, the first 10K product training, and you're also gonna save on the membership by getting the founding member rate. Now, you can check out more information on the sales page over at join.notyouraveragemembership.com. We have an outline of what you can expect for the next year of the membership, right? Sometimes you look at these and you go, oh my gosh, what are we gonna cover? Well, on the sales page, we break down exactly what's coming for the next 12 months. So if you're all in, head over to join.notyouraveragemembership.com to become a not-so-average member today. Now, real quick, if you enjoyed this episode and you want to read through the transcript, find any of the mentioned resources, share with a friend, you can get the show notes over at heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP003. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP003, which stands for Not Your Average Podcast. So we hope to see you in the membership. I hope you got lots of value out of this episode. And until next time, this is not your average online marketing podcast.